Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I don't know exactly what the weather is doing out there. I don't necessarily like it either.
No.
At all. Jeez. Think we can get a different one? I hope it's not a rain delay. The rain delays mean delay getting into New York. Joining us right now from 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City, here's Alex Gold. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to be out with you.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Now, no one circled the calendar for this one and said it would be the 1-2 Baltimore Ravens traveling to take on the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs. We know what the issue is in Baltimore, and that's been defense and closing out games. What has been the major malfunction out there in Kansas City?
It's all about the offense, guys. You know, this defense in week one was obviously abysmal against the Chargers, but they played really well the last eight quarters, shutting down A.J. Brown, shutting down Malik Nabers, even if they've only won one of those games. The issue is this offense, and a lot like last year, you know, they just have not been able to sustain drives or come up with big plays, with the exception of maybe one or two last week against the New York Giants. This is an offense that every single yard seems like, you know, it's like pulling teeth. They really struggle to actually move the chains. They're down into third and threes consistently, and even then they struggle in short yardage. And right now they're, as you guys know, down multiple wide receivers, with their number one receiver, Rashee Rice, being suspended. Xavier Worthy looks like he's trending towards playing against the Ravens, but he, of course, got hurt three plays in to the season. So when you're out there with a Travis Kelce who is, you know, a shell of his old self for the most part, and you're relying on guys like Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown really to be part of this offense right now, you're going to get an offense that looks the way it does, and they're having to win in ugly ways. They're having to win in lower scoring games, and I think the same thing will likely apply on Sunday.
Yeah, and we're having a similar experience here, where you're used to seeing a defense that no one can run against, and everyone seems to be able to do that. How do you view the Ravens? It's, you know, obviously, people are talking about this team as they, you know, come into Kansas City. They give it the most yardage in the league per game. The run defense is near the bottom. Pass defense is near the bottom. Do you think this is the week that the Chiefs rebound offensively?
Well, I think defensively the Chiefs will have a great game plan for Lamar. Offensively, no, I mean, I don't think suddenly this offense is just going to go out there and score, you know, 34 points, even though the Ravens defense has struggled. You know, I think this offense for Kansas City is kind of in survival mode. It's, you can't make any turnovers. You're going to have to just stay in this game and hope that your defense allows you to have that ball in that final possession. And they've been in one score games, even in that Chargers performance. So they've still found ways to be in it. But I don't think, guys, that if you're the Ravens and you're looking at the Chiefs offense, that you're still that fearful of it, despite how bad the Ravens have looked defensively. Just because, as I said, you know, they are just so down offensive weapon wise right now. And on the running side of things, they have zero threat. If you're the Baltimore Ravens and you're looking at this Chiefs backfield, there's no explosiveness. Kareem Hunt's been their best running back, guys, and he's someone that is more of a short yardage back at this point. Isaiah Pacheco, his vision right now, it might be some of the worst in the league. There's some clips even from this past week where he's running in to his offensive lineman, even though there's a wide open hole and a lane to run through. He was running backwards on a passing route, which almost resulted in a turnover if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes stripping the ball from the Giants defender on that turnover as well. So, you know, Xavier Worthy to me will be the difference that we haven't seen yet. And with him only having three plays on film so far this year for the Ravens to look at, I think maybe there's some competitive advantage the Chiefs can take advantage of early in this game. You know, they really haven't had the jet sweeps and those type of plays available because they've been down Worthy. So maybe that comes back in this offense. But a true possession receiver or a true receiver that you can count on every third down, that guy's Rashee Rice. And as you guys know, he's still suspended.
Well, the guy that I think would fall in line with that as well would have been Travis Kelce. What are you seeing from him this year? And in your opinion, do you think this is his last season?
I do, and I feel even more confident in it based off of what we've seen 3 weeks into the season. And I'm not even just talking about some of the sideline dust-ups with Andy Reid, which are happening now on a weekly basis. I think those happened a couple years ago. Heck, it happened in the Super Bowl win out in Las Vegas against the 49ers. So I think some of that has been overblown a little bit. However, we've even talked here, you know, on every single week, I don't need to see you blow it up on the sideline. You know, at that point, it loses its effectiveness, in my opinion. But I think he is now a tight end in this league that yardage-wise probably can still be a top six, top seven tight end. You know, at one point, he was still pacing for 900 yards. I don't know the updated pacing numbers for him. But he's someone that when you watch him out there in terms of separation, it's non-existent for the most part. You know, it's got to be, you know, a third and five, and maybe they're able to scheme it up for him more. You know, I think that's the difference is Andy's having to scheme it up more than it's Travis Kelce finding the soft spot in his zone, for example, and being able to truly beat his man. That's just gone. That doesn't exist. You know, I still think he's probably what 95% of tight ends are in the league. So it's weird. It's because of how great he's been. You know, everybody's saying he's washed and all this. It's compared to what he was, sure, I still think he's one of the better tight ends in the league. It's just this offense right now could sure use the 31-year-old Travis Kelce based off of where they're at with their weapons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here with Alex Gold, 96.5 The Fan. Alex, we were talking about this earlier today. We know about your rivalry with the Raiders and other teams in your division, but is this something the Kansas City Chiefs fans with the Ravens consider to be a now rivalry?
So I think there's a lot of respect there in terms of knowing that if even now, despite the 1-2 start, if you ask Chiefs fans in Kansas City, you know, who do they still think are when we get to the divisional round, possibly an AFC title game, who are the three or four teams? I think everybody in Kansas City would say the Chiefs, they'd say Baltimore, they'd say Buffalo, and their question is, do you say the Chargers now or somebody like that? So I still think most Chiefs fans look at Baltimore as the upper class of the AFC, there's no doubt. In terms of, you know, the hate and all that, I don't really think that exists. And frankly, guys, a lot of that has been because of the playoff success head-to-head against Baltimore and against Lamar, and it's kind of the same thing with Buffalo. Like, that's a team the Chiefs have been facing, but I don't know if there's real hate toward Buffalo because Josh Allen obviously hasn't beat Mahomes. There's a lot of Chiefs fans that probably still hate Cincinnati more because what Joe Burrow was able to do in an AFC title game that none of these other quarterbacks have been able to do,
right.
Even though now since he's starting to become kind of irrelevant, as you guys know, with the injuries consistently with Joe Burrow. I think the team that fans here probably dislike the most, frankly, right now is the Philadelphia Eagles. Whether it was the Super Bowl, whether it was just, you know, 2 weeks ago and some of the things that have been said from that fan base out of Philly. So, yeah, I think it's more still of a respect thing towards Baltimore based off of the playoff success.
From what you've seen, what do you think of the Chargers right now? I had picked them to win the division, to unseat the Chiefs for the first time in a long time. I just think they're the best team in the West right now.
There's no doubt right now they are. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how anybody can argue with that. I mean, it also, the way their schedule worked out, it sets them up so nicely. Three wins and all three are division wins. I don't know if there's anybody else in football that had their schedule set up that way and they've taken advantage of it. I think for me, you know, and a lot of people in Kansas City, because as you said, the long stretch of dominance in the AFC West of nine straight years, people here are still waiting. Like, all right, when's the shoe going to drop? Because it's happened before where the Chargers have been in position and they just have, they've kind of crapped the bed a little bit. I don't know if that's going to happen this go around. That's why a game like this on Sunday for Kansas City, I'm sure you guys feel the same way in Baltimore, is another one of those where you desperately need it. It changes the entire path for your season versus, you know, the Chargers starting 4-0 and you're sitting at 1-3. Let's say if you're Kansas City, at some point the math gets really, really challenging. But I think the difference for the Chargers this year is clearly the play of Justin Herbert. He looks just really in control. They've actually unlocked a deep threat beside having Ladd McConkey. Quentin Johnston, who I thought was looking like he was going to be a bust, was a top receiver, as you guys know, a couple of years ago out of TCU. And suddenly he's become a legitimate deep threat for the Chargers. If that maintains itself, I think the Chargers are going to become a problem for everybody. I still have some doubts on whether or not they are capable with Herbert of going to a Super Bowl because we just haven't seen him win a playoff game, and his two playoff performances have been pretty abysmal.
So give me your thoughts on what happens in the game. I actually like the Chiefs here. I think the Ravens got some wholesale issues on defense, and I mean, they held the Eagles to 101 yards and still passing and still lost, but I think they're starting to right the ship a little bit. What do you see?
So I'm interested to hear you. It's interesting you say that because I think nationally, clearly not in Baltimore, then nationally, everybody is talking about these two teams that are 1-2 completely different. Like I look at Baltimore, who's 1-2. You guys know it. The defense is a major problem. The Chiefs, the offense is a major problem. And yet I feel like nationally everybody's saying, well, Baltimore, they're going to be fine, and we're way more worried about the Chiefs and all that. And I don't get it. I think both these teams are in a similar spot. You know, I think people like seeing points, and people love fantasy football and betting, and so you see one team that's scoring, and so you say, well, that team has to be better. I think they're both kind of in a similar spot, but I believe Kansas City did find something a little bit in that second half, that first drive out of halftime, knowing it was against the Giants, I understand, that they were able to be a little more balanced. They went under center a few times, which has been something that Chiefs fans have been talking about. That, you know, if they're trying to run the football, they've been struggling. You got to go under center a little bit more, even though that's not what the Chiefs want to do. Right now, it's all about survival and getting to week seven or so when you have Rice and Worthy and Brown and Thornton all on the field at the same time. Can you survive? I think this defense is allowing them to do that, guys. I think we've seen that Steve Spagnuolo has had a game plan for Derrick Henry. The last time out in week one, you know, he was held to under 100 yards. Obviously, Henry has had the fumbling issues this year as well. So I think the formula for Kansas City is leaning on the defense. This is a 24-27, 24-21 type of game. If this is in the 30s, then I think it obviously means Baltimore, in my opinion, wins this game. I don't see Kansas City winning a 38-35 game. I don't think their offense is capable of putting up 30 points right now.
There he is, Alex Gold, 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City. Alex, good luck to you after this week, but not this week.
Yeah, I got you. Same to you guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.